Egzamin gimnazjalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Hi Dad, it's Betty. I'm going to Linda's party this afternoon. Could you take me there in your car?
Sorry, I'm quite busy today. Why don't you take a bus?
It will take me nearly an hour to get there.
So go there by tram, it'll be faster.
But there aren't any tram stops near Linda's house.
Okay, then wait for me at the bus stop near our house. I'll pick you up at 7 and drive you there.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi Dad, it's Betty. I'm going to Linda's party this afternoon. Could you take me there in your car?
Sorry, I'm quite busy today. Why don't you take a bus?
It will take me nearly an hour to get there.
So go there by tram, it'll be faster.
But there aren't any tram stops near Linda's house.
Okay, then wait for me at the bus stop near our house. I'll pick you up at 7 and drive you there.
Tekst drugi.
Hi Sue, it's Michael. I'm calling to tell you that I finally moved house. My flat is on the 3rd floor. I've got 3 big rooms now. There aren't any trees nearby, but there are some flowers and bushes, so it's nice and green around here. You must visit me at the weekend.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi Sue, it's Michael. I'm calling to tell you that I finally moved house. My flat is on the 3rd floor. I've got 3 big rooms now. There aren't any trees nearby, but there are some flowers and bushes, so it's nice and green around here. You must visit me at the weekend.
Tekst trzeci.
How was your football match, Adam?
Oh, Mum, it was fantastic. We won 3-1.
Did you score any goals?
Well, what do you think? Sure I did. The coach says I'm the best player on the team. But it wasn't easy. They scored the first goal, but then Tom kicked the ball and scored for us, and I was lucky to score the other two. We're the champions of our school league.
That's great news. I'm so proud of you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
How was your football match, Adam?
Oh, Mum, it was fantastic. We won 3-1.
Did you score any goals?
Well, what do you think? Sure I did. The coach says I'm the best player on the team. But it wasn't easy. They scored the first goal, but then Tom kicked the ball and scored for us, and I was lucky to score the other two. We're the champions of our school league.
That's great news. I'm so proud of you.
Tekst czwarty.
You're late again, Jamie.
I'm sorry, miss. My mum didn't wake me up on time.
You should have an alarm clock. I'm afraid I'll have to call your parents. You've been late too many times. Sit down now and take out your book. We've already started reading the text.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
You're late again, Jamie.
I'm sorry, miss. My mum didn't wake me up on time.
You should have an alarm clock. I'm afraid I'll have to call your parents. You've been late too many times. Sit down now and take out your book. We've already started reading the text.
Tekst piąty.
Brian, it's Mum. I have to stay at work a little bit longer today, so could you do some shopping on your way home? I know you don't have much money on you, but it's just some meat and 4 tomatoes. I've already bought the things we need for dinner. I think I'll be able to leave here in an hour or so. See you soon.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Brian, it's Mum. I have to stay at work a little bit longer today, so could you do some shopping on your way home? I know you don't have much money on you, but it's just some meat and 4 tomatoes. I've already bought the things we need for dinner. I think I'll be able to leave here in an hour or so. See you soon.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hi, Amy.
Hello, Tony. What a nice new coat.
Oh, I wear it just because it's a gift from my older brother, Sam. He thinks that if he loves long, warm coats, everybody else enjoys wearing them as well. I prefer denim jackets. I really like them because they're comfortable.
Well, my sister Emily, who's really into fashion, says she would never put a denim jacket on. She says it doesn't go well with the designer cotton t-shirts she keeps wearing. She has over 50 in her wardrobe. Can you imagine?
That reminds me of my friend Gina, who's crazy about jeans. Not just any pairs of jeans, but the ones that are really, really tight. She doesn't care if they go well with her jackets or coats. The last time we were talking, she told me she had a collection of over 20 pairs of them.
I don't think girls look nice in slim-fit jeans. Anyway, in cold weather like today, I think there's nothing better than a warm woolen sweater, just like mine.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Amy.
Hello, Tony. What a nice new coat.
Oh, I wear it just because it's a gift from my older brother, Sam. He thinks that if he loves long, warm coats, everybody else enjoys wearing them as well. I prefer denim jackets. I really like them because they're comfortable.
Well, my sister Emily, who's really into fashion, says she would never put a denim jacket on. She says it doesn't go well with the designer cotton t-shirts she keeps wearing. She has over 50 in her wardrobe. Can you imagine?
That reminds me of my friend Gina, who's crazy about jeans. Not just any pairs of jeans, but the ones that are really, really tight. She doesn't care if they go well with her jackets or coats. The last time we were talking, she told me she had a collection of over 20 pairs of them.
I don't think girls look nice in slim-fit jeans. Anyway, in cold weather like today, I think there's nothing better than a warm woolen sweater, just like mine.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Let's now move on to the king's private rooms. They're called the private quarters. The room on your left was the king's chamber, which means the room where he slept. The king's bed burned down in the Great Fire in 1605, but all the other furniture is from this castle. The beautiful desks, chairs, and the amazing crystal mirror were given to the king as a wedding gift. Luckily, they were not destroyed in the fire, and they are here today as they were when the king was still alive. The room on the right is the dining room.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Let's now move on to the king's private rooms. They're called the private quarters. The room on your left was the king's chamber, which means the room where he slept. The king's bed burned down in the Great Fire in 1605, but all the other furniture is from this castle. The beautiful desks, chairs, and the amazing crystal mirror were given to the king as a wedding gift. Luckily, they were not destroyed in the fire, and they are here today as they were when the king was still alive. The room on the right is the dining room.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Did you have a good time?
Wypowiedź druga.
Excuse me, what's the time?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
What time did the film start?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
How much time do you need to get here?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Did you have a good time?
Wypowiedź druga.
Excuse me, what's the time?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
What time did the film start?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
How much time do you need to get here?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Pamiętaj o przeniesieniu rozwiązań na kartę odpowiedzi.